Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all blessed? Hour number two of USA Prepares with Dr. Norm Shuley. Dr. Shuley, I've got a medical question. There are images of Senator Mitch McConnell from Kentucky. And they're on the internet, and his lips are purple. An abnormal, deep purple color. Almost like he ran into a parked car with his face, with his lips. And his hands show these purple blotches, large purple blotches, and he has some Band-Aids on his hands. And the skin of his hands, he's 78 years old, he's the Senate Majority Leader, he's a Republican, and his hands have some Band-Aids on them. Is there a medical reason that you might be able to think of that would cause someone's hands to turn purple and lips to turn purple?
Well, if it's true, and I don't trust the media even there, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It means you've got low oxygen, so there's something wrong probably with your lungs. But I don't I don't watch any of that nonsense, and I don't believe it because I wouldn't trust the media to tell me time of day.
Well, this and I understand. This happens to be, internet-type news, lots of pictures of this. And I have seen people in the past, like in waiting rooms, I'm talking over the decades, in waiting rooms, and their skin looks like it could tear off. I mean, it's really, really fragile, frail-looking people. And I've seen these purple hands. And it looks like they were severely bruised. That's the image that I have, and I was just wondering if what your thoughts might be.
Well, again, 90% of the time it would be poor oxygen. I suppose it could be indeed some other circulatory or blood problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We mentioned prioritizing friendships, and I was reading an article about as we get older, we seem to think of our friends and some of them, we don't spend as much time with anymore, and some we spend more time with, and we seem to prioritize. I find that in my life that I haven't had to do too much prioritizing. My former friends have done that for me. They've decided that they don't need to spend as much time with Vinny, if at all, and I'm actually thankful for that. Do you find that's true in your life, Dr. Shuley, and in the lives of others whom you know that
happening for the last 40 years. Slow attrition.
Yes, that's a great way of putting it. Slow attrition. Yeah, and I think it's okay. I really, when we start out in, let's say, grammar school, if we go to the public training camp, we have maybe 20 students, and they're all our friends, and some more friends than others. And then we have friends in other classes, and then there's the school bus, and then there's after school, and so we might have, 50 friends. And then by the time we get, in our 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, et cetera, we might have less than 10 good, dependable, close friends. Probably more like 5, if we're fortunate. And I think it's actually a good thing because we become wiser and we evaluate what we see and we remember it. And I'm thinking, Dr. Shuley, that there are fewer people whom are less me first than I would like. I'd like to see more people who, are willing to be kind, and not be out for self-gain all the time. But I'm seeing less of that. I'm seeing more people.
Oh, absolutely. Remember, there's only one purpose in life, to help other people, period.
Yeah, and that's an admirable position to be to take. Well, but I don't see it as much as I'd like to. For example, on our road, it's a dirt road, and there's cows on both sides of the road for 5 miles. And I know that those cows aren't throwing McDonald's, you know, disposable cups and wrappers and bags and boxes out their car windows. I know the cows aren't doing that. And I know they're not throwing, you know, beer cans and soda cans and cigarette butts. I know they're not doing that. And bottles. I know that. But yet, people are. And that's me first. That's me first. When someone is so careless that they can't take their trash and dispose of it in a more civil way, it's unacceptable. Mentioning carelessness, I saw something that just frosted me. So we went out to, we put our trash out at the end of the road at the appropriate time. And we pay for trash collection. And the trash guy the hired contractor will pick it up and dispose of it. Well, we went to the mailbox, you know, a typical walk down the driveway to the mailbox. And it's a gravel driveway. It's gravel. I mean, nothing special. Except for maybe the potholes. It's just a nondescript farm driveway. And at the end of the driveway where we would drive were a whole bunch of staples. Now, I'm not talking about paper staples. These would be used for stapling cabinets together. Long, like a nail gun kind of staple, maybe 1.5 inches, 2 inches long, that kind of thing. And there's a whole pile of them. And the reason that they were there, I believe, is somebody before this trash truck got to our place threw them out, and they leaked out of whatever they were put in, maybe a paper bag or plastic bag or something, if that, and they leaked out and they spilled along the road to give flats. But when the trash truck backed up to our place, they came flying out of the, you know, some crack in the trash truck, just all lying there, maybe 50, 100 of them, just, you know, perfect for us to get flats. I don't know why people do that. When I throw out nails, I will find, let's say, a plastic jar with a lid. And I'll put the nails in there so that they will safely make it all the way to the dump without falling out on the road. That's what I do. But I don't think everybody does that, Dr. Shuley.
Well, I agree. Whoever did that is, in my opinion, a criminal.
Yeah. Yeah, a dog can step on that nail or staples. A dog can't get that out too easily, and neither can a cat. Maybe a cat a little better than the dog, but they're not expecting that stuff. And our carelessness as human beings is unacceptable. So I was thinking about meals at home, and restaurants are going out of business like crazy. And because that's because social distancing, and, you know, one of the reasons people go to a restaurant is so they can be close to, you know, sit across the table from whomever. Well, can't really do that, you know, in a lot of places. So people are not going to restaurants. Restaurants are failing. Probably 10% of them in New York are still somewhat operational. And so that leads us to what we should have been doing in the first place. You know, if we weren't lazy, and if we didn't have more money than brains, and maybe I should be saying they, if they didn't have more money than brains, they'd probably be eating safer foods at home. That being the case, Dr. Shuley, can you make us breakfast on the air? What, while we're staying at home, while we're going down the drain, while we are, those of us who are conscientious and want to survive and be as healthy as possible, what would breakfast be? What would lunch be? What would dinner be? What should we have in order to maintain our health or improve our health?
If you're too lazy to cook, or you just want to do equally well without having to cook, you can make your own slush for breakfast. I make mine for breakfast and lunch. And it consists of a minimum of 60 grams of protein and it's the equivalent of 20 servings of fruits and vegetables and a whole bunch of vitamins. And that's my breakfast and lunch.
Okay. Now, that means that you just drink it. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, is there a concern when you... So you don't have to chew it. You just drink it.
Yep.
Now, because you drink it, it does... That consumption of food does not mix with as much saliva. Is that correct?
Well, that is true, but it is much more finely ground than with my teeth.
Right.
So I figure, and I've been doing that for almost a year,
mm-hmm.
and I seem to be doing fine.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to run a race with you. You have to give me a head start. So when you say 60 grams of protein, what is that protein, Dr. Shealy?
24 grams of whey protein, 10 grams of hemp powder, 5 grams of moringa, and 3 tablespoons of old-fashioned peanut butter.
Huh. Now, when you buy peanut butter, Dr. Shealy, is this just peanuts with peanut oils at it, period, or is there a specific brand that you like?
Smucker's. Old-fashioned Smucker's is the only kind I buy.
Mm-hmm. With a name like Smucker's, it has to be good. That was their the slogan, right?
Right.
Okay. And so the 60 grams of protein. Now, fruit and vegetables, what is that? The strawberries? Is it grapes? Is it apples, peaches, pears, plums?
Well, nectarines? Yeah, I get 5 servings of fruits and vegetables from moringa. I get 16 servings from ORAC rich greens. And one or two others from things like ginger and turmeric.
Okay. Ginger and turmeric. I take turmeric curcumin complex every day. Probably around between 500 milligrams and 2,000 milligrams a day. Am I overdoing it?
No, not at all.
Okay. And my understanding is turmeric and curcumin is good for joint function and mobility and cardiovascular system. And it's an antioxidant as well. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. Well, okay. Let me put that on the shelf for a second. So we've got breakfast and lunch with slushes. For those who want to actually make something or at home and they decide that, you know, they're going to actually cook something. What would they have for breakfast?
Well, there now, I would have 2 eggs, probably a hunk of cheese, a glass of apple juice. That's about it.
Okay, so with the 2 eggs, how would you make them? Scrambled, sunny side up, easy, over easy. What is your
favorite? Is the sunny side up, but I also like the soft boiled.
Okay. Mine have to be scrambled. I mix it with milk. I take the those little connecting parts off the egg, the side of the yolk, and I heat it up with avocado oil. We'll talk a little bit more about that.
If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I'm delighted to be broadcasting with my very dear friend, Dr. Norman Shuley. We've been broadcasting for about 10 years together, and he was the very first instructor to be with USA Prepares, and he's been with us all this time. If that isn't dedication and loyalty, I don't know what is. Dr. Shuley, we're talking about breakfast, and we're talking about eggs, and I have to have mine scrambled. I can't eat a hard-boiled egg. I don't know what it is about them, and I can't eat, I used to eat sunny side up, but I can't do that anymore. So I scramble them. And what I do is I take a small skillet, a Revereware stainless steel, and I put a small amount of avocado oil in it, heat it gently, and then I put the scrambled egg in there I scramble it with milk. And what are your thoughts about that? Is that acceptable, or is that not a good way? Okay, you're talking about the avocado oil?
Yeah. No, even the nut. Nuts are an excellent antioxidant.
Okay. Let's see. You mentioned two eggs. Now, I only have one at a time for breakfast. Am I not eating enough eggs?
I like two.
Well, okay. I can certainly do that. And what about the eggs? Do you have do you raise your own? Do you buy eggs? And if you buy them, what should we look for? Because not everybody's going to be able to raise their own chickens.
Well, yes, for many years we've raised our own. However, I buy the brown eggs that are, you know, cage fed or whatever. It says something like that on the box.
Uh-huh. Yeah, free range. And yeah. Ours are all brown. And I remember when we first started raising chickens in Virginia, corrupt Commonwealth of Virginia, we went from eating white eggs with these light colored yolks to a brown egg with a much darker colored yolk. And when you first do that, you go, there's something wrong with these eggs. These are way too dark. Something is wrong. Well, after you become accustomed to that, and that might only take, a few meals, you look at the white eggs and you go, there's something wrong with these white eggs. They're not dark enough. And so is there a difference in the health benefits of one versus the other? Does the darkness mean more?
To me, the most important thing is to avoid poisons. A lot of chicken are fed, among other things, arsenic in their feed to get rid of insects and things, and I don't like that.
Okay. I agree with that. And not only that, I think, I could be wrong, but I don't think so. I think it's almost impossible today to buy chicken feed that does not have antibiotics in it.
Exactly.
And so do we indirectly eat those antibiotics because it's in the chicken feed and then we eat the eggs? Or is it...
Yeah, no question about it.
Okay. So are we lowering our resistance because of eating factory eggs?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting, Dr. Shuley, and of course, the chicken feed, if you get chicken scratch, it's ground up seeds and corn and so forth. And the chickens like that, and they scratch around, and they pick up a little bit of dirt, which helps with their digestive system while they eat the chicken scratch. But we bought some corn, and you know those chickens won't eat it? And so we brought it back.
Smart.
And brought a 50. Yeah, they are. And it was very interesting. They decided, we put it out for the first time to see, to try this. And they did not like it. They wouldn't eat it. And we brought it back. And the feed store is like, what's wrong with you guys? Well, it's not us. It's you guys. Because our chickens won't eat this. What are you doing to this food? Or this corn? So, very interesting. So, our dogs don't smoke. And our chickens don't like corn. At least that corn. We'll be right back with Dr. Shuley. And I wanted to ask about the... a little bit more about the eggs and cholesterol, because I've heard both sides. I've heard that, our bodies, our brain is a lot of cholesterol and needs it. And then it's like, don't have cholesterol. Got to get it lower.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Arkansas Republican Attorney General Leslie Rutledge sees Judge Amy Barrett as a pristine candidate, and she tells Fox News the most qualified. She also says it's a shame Democrats have turned the special event into political fodder.
Well, it's a shame that it's become so political, because no one is more qualified than Judge Amy Coney Barrett to be on Supreme Court. And we saw that during the hearings as she held up that book. blank piece of paper. She knew the law. She knew where she stood on issues. And she also followed the Ruth Bader Ginsburg rule with no preview. And that's why it's just such a shame that Democrats want to politicize her nomination rather than recognizing her as one of the most, if not the most qualified individual to sit on the Supreme Court of the United States.
The full Senate vote is scheduled for 7:26 p.m. Eastern. We'll pass along the information when it becomes available. USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
And finally, we have our priorities straight. Oreo has stored cookies in an almost indestructible vault just in case that asteroid hits in early November.
Yes, this asteroid is real. Asteroid 2018 VP1 will pass Earth on November 3rd.
Sometimes I'll check Twitter just to see what people are saying about Oreos. On October 3rd, I came across a tweet unlike any I had ever seen before. It said, asteroid coming for Earth, who will save the Oreos?
I've been in the cookie business for 22 years. I've never had a chance like this.
Then we heard about the global seed vaults. They store all of the seeds for humanity in case of a huge disaster.
I received a call with a strange request from Oreo. To build a vault that works just like the global seed vault. I'd hate for the world to lose Oreo cookies. It's a big responsibility.
The Mylar packaging is impervious to different chemical reactions, air, and moisture, and can keep the cookies really fresh even after a number of years have passed. The asteroid is only the size of a refrigerator. Milk. And Oreos, what a great deal. The World Series moves on as the Los Angeles Dodgers defeated the Tampa Bay Rays 4-2. The win gives the Dodgers a 3-2 lead in the best-of-seven series. Game 6 is on Fox Tuesday. Announced pitchers are Valdez and Romo. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today you've got your
take.
When you go
for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Boy, this hour 35 minutes has gone very quickly. Dr. Sheely, we're talking about cholesterol. So over the decades, we've been told you've got to keep your cholesterol lower, and it's good cholesterol, bad cholesterol. And then we've been told, well, your brain is a lot of cholesterol, so you need cholesterol. What's the real story on cholesterol?
The real thing is the food industry sucks. Period. It's in my opinion as evil as the tobacco industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not feel that you need to worry. Now, if you are a junk food person, you're going to eat at a fast food restaurant. You're going to eat all kinds of super carbohydrates. Yes. Then you can't afford to eat anything that you're eating, including cholesterol. But if for the normal person, there's certainly nothing wrong with eating a cup of eggs and some milk, et cetera, every day.
All right. So to cut to the chase on lowering cholesterol, if someone has been diagnosed with having a junk food aficionado, what would be a quick way to safely lower cholesterol to, good numbers?
Well, at the top of the list is trimethylglycine, TMG, 2,000 milligrams three times a day. I like with that, less than granules, 2 heaping tablespoons twice a day. That combo works in almost everybody.
Okay, TMG,
yeah.
2,000 milligrams twice a day?
Three
times a day, okay. And lecithin granules?
Right, 2 heaping tablespoons twice a day.
Okay. And what should we cut out if we have...
Carbohydrates, and... Well, that's it.
Now, that would be pasta and bread and bagels and...
potatoes and rice.
Okay.
And sugar.
All right, so, and sugar. Okay, so take out the sugar and the carbs, rice, potatoes, pasta, bread, etc. And 2,000 milligrams three times a day of TMG and lecithin granules, 2 heaping tablespoons twice a day. Okay.
Absolutely.
And but we can still eat the eggs and avocado oil and things like that. Okay. What about butter as an alternative to the avocado oil?
Well, yeah, I think a tablespoon or two of butter a day is fine.
Okay. And how much cheese should, I love cheese, and I know you do as well. How much cheese is a reasonable amount for people our size? Because you and I probably weigh somewhere around the same amount. I'm 134 to 138. Are you somewhere around there?
About 128, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I think 1 or 2 ounces of cheese a day is fine.
Okay. And what about salt? There are people who are hypertensive, and they've been told, back off the salt, no salt, have salt substitutes, etc. What about plain old Morton iodized salt versus pink Himalayan salt versus no salt?
Well, I prefer Himalayan salt. And I think certainly a half a teaspoon a day is fine.
Okay. I can't imagine taking as much as a half a teaspoon.
Well, no, I'm talking about salt, your eggs, and vegetables.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The only thing I put on eggs would be a ground pepper, black or green or white peppercorns that I grind onto the eggs. Okay. And
black
so for
excellent.
Okay. Well, I love it. And my mom used to love black pepper as well. Okay, so what can I put my eggs on that does not contain, starches and carbs? What else? Because I can't eat them plain.
Well, I only eat them plain. I actually prefer them plain. Let me think. Corn tortillas.
Okay. That sounds good. I can do that. All right. I'm going to try that. We've got tortillas here. I'll do that. I just bought 2 of your books. Just during the break. I one of the things that I do during the break is I try to be productive, and I have a feeling that they might both be out of print. Is your book on medical intuition, is that out of print or is that in print?
I think it is, but you can find it on the internet.
Okay, that's where I found it, and so I bought that one, and I bought another one. Actually, I bought 2 of the other ones. So I bought 3 books during the break. The other 2 are copies of The Complete Family Guide to Alternative Medicine. What are your thoughts about that book, Dr. Shuley? Is that out of print, too?
Yeah, it is out of print. But it again, it's fortunately still available on the internet.
Well, I bought my favorite gift class, and I'm not exaggerating. Is Dr. Shuley's books. I'm not kidding. I am not kidding about this. The encyclopedias that he has on health and foods, I buy them when I find them, and I give them to people who I think will read them. Now, I don't give them to everybody, because I know most people will just say, oh, gee, thanks so much, and that's it. They'll never put it on the shelf, maybe, and not open it. And it's not because it's his book. It's if you gave him a bottle of Dr. Shuley's youth formula and you say, hey, you really should take this, okay, as a supplement. Gee, thanks. And most people don't seem to be concerned about their health. Most people don't seem to want to read anymore. So I buy these for people who I think, young people, who I think are paying attention to their own lives. And you know what? I get calls and saying, hey, what about, page 21, page 16, I read this. Can you help me with that? So I know that they're actually paying attention. Those are the people I buy these books for. But I don't buy all kinds of books. I only buy Dr. Shuley's books. Now, this may sound patronizing, but it's not. It's just a fact of the way I look at things. So I'm real excited about seeing your, and I haven't read it, The Complete Family Guide to Alternative Medicine. And I'm really excited about reading your book on medical intuition. What other books would you recommend of yours that people
pay attention
to, Dr.
Shuley? Well, of course, I like my Living Brisk book and my Conversations with G book. And, of course, way back, my 90 Days of Self-Help.
I ran into a gal. She's a medical doctor, many years ago. And she said she was able to find this book in Europe. 90 Days to Self-Health. And that's her very favorite book. Interesting. So, people know of you all over the world. Let's see. Anti-inflammatory foods. What are your thoughts on that, Dr. Shuley?
Well, there's no question that there's a number of foods that have high antioxidants. And that's the real key. Is antioxidants to anti-inflammatory.
Okay. All right. So what would be one of those that you recommend?
Well, kale is near the top of my list, actually. But all the lettuces, the Chinese cabbages, spinach, any of the greeny vegetables, of course, and the colored vegetables, the orange and red.
Okay. All right. Let's see. I'm looking at the internet right now, and I just bought your book, 90 Days to Self-Health. I'm all excited about that. There's still some out there, class. I didn't get all of them. I just got one. okay. So I'm going to learn how to eat eggs on corn. And how do we make sure that we don't get contaminated GMO corn? Is there a secret to that?
You look at the label. Mm-hmm. Theoretically, hopefully, if it's got GMO in it, it should mention it.
Okay.
Otherwise, they'd be even more dishonest than usual. But with the food industry, which I don't trust up the kazoo, I don't know.
How about probiotics? When should we take them, and what should the labels say? There are, probiotics that say on the box or on the jar, 10 strains. Some say more, some say less. What do we look for with probiotics?
Well, my favorite is Kefir, K-E-F-I-R. Second would be plain Greek yogurt. And third would be GR8 Dophilus by Now products.
Okay, so would we be okay just with one of those? Like, for example, Greek yogurt.
Yes.
Would that be all we need for probiotics?
For most people, yes.
Okay, and how would you recommend we consume that?
Well, I mean, I like it just plain, personally. A half a cup twice a day would be ideal.
Would it be okay if I put some vanilla in there?
Of course. And some fresh fruit would be okay.
Okay.
I don't like the ones you buy in the store with fruit because it got sugar in it.
Right, right. Okay, so Greek yogurt, one half cup once a day or multiple times?
Twice a day, preferably.
Okay, got that down.
And kefir, plain kefir, a full cup a day.
And one cup. You know, Dr. Shealy, believe it or not, I have a stack of notebooks. It's got to be 4 feet tall. And I write, you know, during the broadcast, I take notes and I write, 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 write. And sometimes I can read my writing, sometimes I can't. But I do have all these notes. And I think it's a treasure trove of 10 years of broadcasting with you. All right, so now what about some of the prepackaged gelatin-capsuled probiotics? Is that something that, is that a waste of time?
GRA Doppler's by now is my favorite.
Okay. What if we can't get that particular GR8, as in great Adophilus? What if we can't get that? Are we okay with
that? They also have a probiotic 10.
Probiotic 10.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Probiotic. And is that okay?
Yes.
All right. What about keeping medical records, Dr. Shealy? I have a notebook, and you know, I take my temperature and I write that down. I take my blood pressure, I write that down. I use a thermometer, I write that down. Is that something that all of us should be paying attention to as we get older, so we can watch changes and figure out what affects what, and look for, you know, trends and cues as to what alters those numbers? Is that something that we should be doing?
It's better, yeah.
Okay. All right, I've got some more medical questions for Dr. Shealy when we come back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free free. 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us, medical doctor, senior USA Prepares instructor. And we've been talking about health for almost 2 hours this morning. Dr. Shealy, psyllium powder, is that something that we should have in our supply cabinet for going forward through the spiraling down of America? You know, Metamucil is one of the brands, but they've got sugar and
I don't like Metamucil. I prefer grapefruit pectin.
Grapefruit pectin, okay. And I'm not recommending Metamucil at all, but I was just asking about plain old cardboard psyllium powder.
Right. So if you can make psyllium powder without the sugar, yes.
Okay, that's what I was talking about.
I think K-O-N-S-Y-L might be a psyllium without sugar.
Okay, and the purpose of that is it's fiber and it aids with the evacuation, correct?
Exactly.
All right. And what happens if we don't evacuate properly, Dr. Shaw?
You get toxic. You get constipated and toxic.
And what would the symptoms of that be?
Well, it could be bloating, a lot of excess gas, hard stools that are difficult to evacuate, indigestion, not feeling good.
Mm-hmm. I remember being at a meeting, you know, when I used to have a job, and I'm thinking like 40 years ago, and this one guy was popping anti-acid tablets during the meeting and just had to have them. And what would cause that? I mean, I've never had to have anti-acid tablets. Is that something that makes any sense, or is that something that indicates a real serious potential problem?
It suggests a problem with digestion.
Okay.
You may not be producing enough acid. You might just be having too many toxins.
Okay. So what would be a typical evacuation routine? Is that like three times a day, twice a day, once a day?
A minimum, in my opinion, a minimum of twice a day. And a maximum normal of three times a day.
Okay. Now, without getting too gross, is this something that should be achieved very quickly, like have a seat and 30 seconds later you're done, or is this something that should take 10 minutes?
Well, if it takes more than 5 minutes, you're probably a little bit stuffed up.
Okay. And what would a person do if they're stuffed up?
Well, drink more water, mostly, and take more fiber.
Okay.
The key is fiber and water.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, I drink a lot of water. I really do. And I notice that there's a direct relationship with the water consumption and my blood pressure. So, for example, my blood pressure creeps up, not high, but it might go to 130 if I don't drink enough water. If I drink enough water, I'm way below that. And I can tell. I mean, I can tell just by the way I feel. You know, I should have had some more water. And in the past, I used to think that water was something that it wasn't good enough. It needed to be sweeter than that. It needed to be more flavorful than that. Not anymore. Now if I look at a soda, you know, I'm talking about a Coke or something like that, I think, how can anybody drink that?
Yeah, that I stuff? Think vomit.
Yeah, I think, well, you know, I could really use that, not in my stomach, but in the toilet to dissolve some of the lime, you know, in the back tank. Dr. Shealy, in all seriousness, actually I was being serious about the Coca-Cola too, but, you know, it seemed like the White House didn't have a plan, and we've been talking about this for COVID. It's like, we got to wear a mask, we got to be locked down. Then the president said, well, you know, I will leave it up to the governors. We'll let them make their own mistakes. He didn't say it quite loud like that, but I think that's what he meant. That way he couldn't be held to blame. And it seemed like, what the heck is going on? There's absolutely no plan. Well, I read that the plan is no plan. The plan is let it spread and concentrate on treatment and vaccine. Now, does that make any sense to you, Dr. Shealy?
No. Okay. It makes sense to me to take care of yourself with adequate vitamin C, vitamin D3, etc.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No masks. And no masks. Yeah, that's nonsense.
Okay.
Wash your hands a lot.
Okay. And so let's say we're at the grocery store. And just about everybody who goes into the grocery store today pushes a cart. Now, I've seen people take their, you know, their pointing finger and they rub under their nose. And that's the same hand that they use to push the cart with. Do you have any concerns about, you know, the coronavirus attaching itself if they're infected to their hand, to the cart, and then you get the cart next? Is there any concern about that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I do think using a hand cleanser after you've used one is a good idea.
Our son carries in his truck a spray bottle, 10% hydrogen peroxide, maybe 20%, the rest filtered water, and he'll spray his hands or whatever he's going to be touching. Your thoughts on that very quickly?
Probably as good as alcohol.
There you go. Dr. Shealy, thanks so much for all your help and your counsel.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.